I'm curious, you know, now doing what you're doing as a nurse practitioner and looking back on when you were working as an oncology nurse, sort of globally, how has that changed your view of cancer practice?
I think having had the experience of administering chemotherapy and sort of helping the patient get through that process is helping me tremendously now that I'm sort of on the other side of the wall, if you may, making treatment decisions, or at least collaborating with a physician to make treatment decisions, in that I'm able to sometimes predict what the patient may need or may go through. And let me give you an example. Sometimes for, let's say, head and neck patients who are going to get combined modality treatments, radiation, chemotherapy, he will order a PICC line or portacath inserted. And I will add on the fact that, you know what, you might want to order a double lumen because this might be a person that later on may need a TPN or some sort of supportive hydration or nutritional, because of the fact that the radiation and the chemo is probably going to have them nauseous and throwing up for weeks on end.
Do you think also you are more sort of tuned into what the patients are going through?
I think so. And my colleague is very much aware of that and allows me to sort of put in my assessment of what is going on, depression, fatigue. I'm more in tune with some of these things, and I'm able to sit down with a patient, talk about it, and flat out ask them, you think you're depressed. You think the reason why you're not eating is not so much the nausea, but could there be a depression component to this? And sure enough, a lot of them admit to that. And I think it's having been there in the trenches, inpatient and outpatient both, has allowed me to look at a bigger picture and look at it in different angles.
And what was your general condition at the end of the AC in terms of fatigue or energy level?
She was tired. She was fatigued. One of the, I think, things that she was most grateful for was the fact that she got nauseous, but she never did throw up during the four cycles of the AC. She was just happy to get it done and over with.
In retrospect, do you think that the Oncotype assay in this situation was sort of helpful to this woman in sort of coming to terms with that decision?
I really believe it was. Just the nature of who she is, what she does for a living, and the fact that we sense sort of a sense of denial in her. I think having had a numbers with graphs in front of you with your name on it saying, this is me and this is my chance of recurrence, sort of helped cement that in her mind.